Super Gamecast 64, episode 94. Today on the show, guys, we're talking about that good old Halo 6, aka Destiny 2. Also, tons of remasters. I'm not even done with the intro. You can't giggle.
But it was so funny.
We got a lot of remasters coming out. There's some interesting crossplay stuff. Of course, that Nintendo Direct and even a heartfelt Switch secret. All this and more on the other side of episode 94. Someone want to hit that DJ?
DJ.
Feels back to be back in the studio.
Feels back.
It definitely feels back.
Feels back, man. How's everyone?
Wait,
real quick, before we start, SGC64, I'm your host, Matt. With me, as always.
I'm a host.
His name's Kevin. My name's Tyler.
Nice.
It was great.
That was very succinct.
My name's Matt.
No, I'm Matt. Don't confuse him.
He's not Matt.
So we spent a lot...
I'm the real Matt. Shoot him.
What I am is a warlock.
No, I am the real Matt.
Who was that?
I just want to be serious with you guys. Can we bring it in for a second?
Yeah.
Seriously. I almost just won an Xbox One X.
Oh. How?
I bought a Taco Bell box. What?
Oh.
We're not in any way affiliated with Taco Bell.
I just ate some Taco Bell. Also, we're not doing an ad roll this episode. We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I wish we were. Taco Bell, if you're listening... You know the guy who owns Yo Quiero, his name's Taco.
We would be supported by you if you would have us.
Yeah, at me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Bring back lava sauce, don't at me Taco Bell.
No, they have breakfast salsa now. But anyway.
Can I get some lava sauce on my
quesarito? Anybody who buys this Cravings deal almost wins an Xbox One X.
I'm going to tell you, these levels, they should be pretty good. I've tried to fix the echo that you might have been dealing with the last few times, listeners. So I hope that works out, and I hope everything is great.
We're just preparing for when we sell out arenas.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting there.
You got to get used to that echo.
I had actually asked someone if we could book a live show, and they said you need to have 20,000 active listeners. And I said, that's rough because we have 19,992.
We have tens of listeners.
Literally tens. That's a lot.
There are dozens of us.
There's at least 100 of you guys out there. I hope.
One day.
Let's go on to news.
Sometimes we talk into the void, the void doesn't talk back.
We have this intro bit that we always make jokes, you know, make some goofers, but we never really think about it. What do you guys want to joke about? Got any jokers?
I got
sitting next to a couple jokes.
I got a full house.
Why did the chicken? Oh, dude, I love that show. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To
why, Matt?
Avoid getting captured by the homophobic guy who works at Chick-fil-A.
Close. It's actually Chick-fil-A. To get to the other side because there's a GameStop and they're selling these remasters. It's news time. Whoa, we don't have like a thing we press for news. Thank you.
That's my rap horn.
Okay, take with me this journey into old time detective-y shit. Y'all like L.A. Noire for the Xbox 360 and PS3?
No. I think it was pronounced Lanoir.
We always call it Lenore.
Lanoir?
Lenore. Clanwar.
Lenore.
We call it Lenore.
Lanoir.
But it's L.A. Noire, made by Team Bondi and Rockstar Games. Tyler, you played it, I'm assuming?
No, I didn't.
Face judgment.
No,
it's Tyler.
I'm not,
have you
like,
met him?
This was... Never mind.
Kevin, did you play it?
I have not, but I love those YouTube videos where the characters get stuck in an animation and they just like stare intently for way too long.
So the thing about L.A. Noire was they were using
the bloopers
this...
where he sneezes.
Well, they were using, instead of like doing motion capture with and making normal video game characters based off actors' performances, they had like this crazy camera setup where they captured one-to-one pretty much what these actors were doing. So you do have like literal bloopers. It had a lot of people in it that you could recognize from other shows. A lot of Mad Men people. But the whole idea is you play as Detective Cole Phelps and you're on the case and you're a detective. And you go through different...
You don't say.
Yeah, you investigate the patrol and then traffic desk. And eventually you get to do murders.
Ooh, you run patrols, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get there. Destiny's not yet. You run the patrol desk, you run the murder desk.
That's all this is going to be.
Vice desk.
We'll get there, Destiny, and then we'll end.
But the important thing about L.A. Noire is even though it came out on Xbox 360 and PS3, it's now coming out on the Nintendo Switch. So you can detect on the go. If you wanted to detect, you can detect anywhere you want as long as that battery's going to hold up to it. First time we're getting L.A. Noire on the Switch. It's also not just a remaster. They are like doing texture updates. It'll have all the DLCs. Tyler.
I'm very upset because I just got a dirk of DPSing and it got sent to my stash because I had too many items.
You done here to hear first, folks. Tyler's too important to do the podcast.
So get wrecked.
Playing Knights of Pen and Paper.
We'll talk about Knights of Pen and Paper at the end because I do love that game.
I do actually have an opening bit, Matt.
Okay, go.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait, whose birthday is it?
Happy
birthday.
It's really
to
not my birthday.
You. No, we're doing this.
It's not
happy birthday, dear SGC. Happy birthday to me. SGC 60. Well, technically.
Yeah.
Us.
No, it's to him, really, but like, he's not the show. I don't know if you know this, but Matt isn't a podcast.
Yeah, we're celebrating the 11th birthday of Super Gamecast 64.
Can we say it's Review Robot's birthday?
Kinda. Review Robot came around when you came around. Yeah. So technically, it'd be like Review Robot's like fifth birthday.
So like third, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to bring him out because then I have to edit it in.
Wait, next so 11 years old though? That's like second grade. Yeah.
No, that's like
sixth or seventh. But you go into high school.
Wait,
at
13. You guys didn't go into second grade 11?
No. Tyler, you forgot. That's because he was held back and his mom didn't want him to know that he was slower than the rest of the kids, like significantly slower.
I was always freakishly large.
You know how people say they're on the quote-unquote spectrum? Like, Kevin has his own spectrum. It's actually, scientists use it as experiments.
I'm a case study.
He was patient zero. That L.A. Noire detecting will be available 11/4. That's November 4th.
What a cut.
I guess we just bounced right out
We're bouncing back because I wanted to finish that thought. Ow. But yeah, SGC 64, 11 years. It's been a ride. 10 years just feels like yesterday.
You have a veritable child on your hands.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
How's that feel?
Almost a teenager.
Yeah.
They're getting to their worst stage.
Yeah, tweens.
Acne and
Justin.
Soon it's going to get hair in funny places and start thinking about girls.
Wait.
It's a boy?
How do you know that SGC 64 isn't a girl?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
SGC is a lovely, lovely baby.
All right, fine. I mean, how can you assume that girls don't think about other girls?
How are you going to assume that girls grow hair on weird places? We all know that girls are hairless. Okami HD, December 12th.
Yeah, they all wear wigs.
It's like, where'd you get that dope hair? Oh, from the girl wig store.
I grew it from the ground. I took it off some corn.
The secret hair corn.
The corn.
Her hair was silky. As gold as corn.
Monsanto is growing a new crop of brunettes.
Okay, Okami HD.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
We're 8 minutes in. These guys are, I'm sure everyone's already turned off the show. They're like, what the
hey, in two more minutes, you could win another Xbox according to this box.
In the Taco Bell box.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes.
Okami
10 minutes.
HD. Did anyone play Okami?
No. Yes.
I know, Tyler, that you probably
I wanted to. Yeah, I never did.
It was Okami Din or whatever.
Yeah, no, I wanted to play it. Wasn't it on Wii?
It was on Wii.
Well, yeah, there was Okami for the PS2, and then they made an Okami for the Wii as well.
Right, that's what I played it on.
That was, do you guys remember when the Okami box art first came out?
No.
Okay, when the Okami box art first came out for the Wii specifically, there was a huge hoopla, because in the bottom left or right corner, you could see the watermark from IGN, so the people who made the cover art for the Wii Okami took the fucking cover art from IGN instead of pulling their own assets. Like, that is, look it up. It's weird. It's like, that's what people are like, why is there an IGN watermark on this cover art?
Why would you, I mean, did somebody lose the file?
That's the great mystery. But Okami, it was, you play as this dog. His name is Amaterasu. Yeah.
Amaterasu. Which is the name of the sun goddess.
I have never played this game. I'm glad that I'm going to be able to. Tyler.
Oh my god,
let's do some fact checking, like Unsolved Mysteries Okami. Is it true this game has like two or three false endings? Like, it's way longer than you actually think it's going to be.
I want you to know that this was during a time when I was still not finishing games.
Okay. Well, then...
That's, you know, currently, like, all the way to now.
It's more of an era than a time.
The golden age, one could say. Destiny jokes, we got them. I heard that it was like... an action-y, more action-y, but with the painting stuff, mm-hmm. like Legend of Zelda kind of ordeal.
I don't, when you referenced Zelda, I don't know.
No.
No.
I don't think it's anything like Twilight
How does it
Princess.
All play out, I guess? Like I said, I have never played it, and for maybe for new listeners who maybe didn't play on the PS2 or Wii era, I mean, you play as a dog. What's the whole game?
You know Bob Ross?
Yeah, yeah, he paints
it's
little trees.
It's just like that, except you're a dog.
Yeah, there's a very painted world. It looks very nice. Yes. Bob Ross is like, here's a nice little enemy for you to attack.
The world is gorgeous. Happy little enemies.
Happy little enemies. Yeah, so you can be like different elements and shit. Yeah.
No, you are the you have three sacred relics, I think. Maybe four.
Okay, maybe that's why I was thinking of Zelda, because of the totems or whatever.
It is similar in that the mirror is fire and the ice beads. I don't know. I didn't actually get another weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I only know about that because I played Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Well, hey, man. MVC3 is the best way to play Amaterasu or whatever the hell his name is.
Good job.
Don't hurt yourself.
Hey, I'm trying, bud.
It felt like hack and slash.
Yeah.
Except there was like a painting finisher move.
It's arcadey, guys. I mean, this is like a beat 'em up hack and slash, like I said, PS2 era. It's a good time. That's going to be releasing on 12/12. If you didn't get a chance to play it, highly recommend. It's supposed to be one of the best
I am purchasing
PS2 games. Speaking of PlayStation, this is going to blow y'all's frickin' mind. You know how for the longest time we've all been like, hey, it would be dope if we could play PlayStation 4 and Xbox people together, you know?
Yes.
You know, like everyone's been like, yeah, Rocket League, every single person's on except for Sony.
Imagine a world completely made of blocks.
Imagine Nintendo GameCube memory cards.
Ha!
Oh, fuck, that would be horrible. Imagine living in a memory card and they're like, you have 46 blocks. You're like, I don't even know how many blocks. What is a block?
Why is Monster Hunter 7,800 blocks?
And Luigi's Mansion's like half a block. It doesn't make any sense. But speaking of things that were blocked, something was blocked that had to do with Fortnite.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Somebody accidentally hit that big switch.
Yeah, huh. Okay. So if you haven't heard about this, it was very brief. It's kind of been kept under wraps.
Fortnite's not on Switch.
No. But Fortnite is on PlayStation, PC, and Xbox. Mm-hmm. And they released their new Battle Royale mode, which is a 100-person mode. It's kind of like PUBG.
So wait, you're saying it's 100... You already blew the joke. You said it was like PUBG. I was going to make a joke about like, oh, so you get dropped into a zone and it...
It's PUBG.
Yeah, it's PUBG.
Yeah, it's not even a joke.
You know what
it's
else? GTA did like a PUBG thing too. But
yeah,
anyway,
they did.
Did they really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to talk about that. But okay, so the thing about Fortnite isn't this whole PUBG mode. It's supposed to be pretty cool. I heard some cool things like, hey, I was shooting at a guy and then all of a sudden he built a wall so I couldn't shoot at him. Like, that's where you're going to start to see those mechanics pulled in.
Cool.
You know, you can make stuff on the fly. What is interesting is that people were playing Battle Royale, okay? And started noticing something was off about the other people's usernames, okay? And after a while, they figured out that, whoops, someone, as Kevin put it, hit the big button. And
There's got to be a big, like, switch, like Acme switch.
Epic Games, who makes Fortnite, had said it was a result of a quote-unquote networking error or configuration issue. What ended up happening was PlayStation 4 players and Xbox One players found themselves playing together, and at first they were like, this is weird, because PSN people can't have spaces in their names, right? Xbox people can. So you started seeing these names with spaces and weird numbers and symbols, and they're like, huh? Eventually got to the point where it was literally a PlayStation player and an Xbox player walking side to side and being like, yeah, this works, and then they turned it off. What this goes to show is that it's not even a compatibility issue. It is literally, and I'm trying so hard, because I'm an Xbox guy, I'm trying so hard not to be like, Sony is the stick in the mud, but it's literally just Sony won't budge. It's amazing just how quickly a quote-unquote accident everyone's playing together.
So how funny would it be if Fortnite went from highly anticipated to dead in the water due to microtransactions to, like, worldwide darling because you know, pulling the mask off old man Jenkins.
There's a lot of theories that are going around. Some people are saying that maybe Epic did it just to instigate Sony to show them how easy. Other people are saying that maybe Epic was using it because when you're trying to go for those 100 people battles, Fortnite's install base isn't huge as of right now, especially with Destiny coming out. So they might have had some protocols that were pulling from all active servers and just forgot to click off that whatever. But some people are thinking that maybe they did it just so they'd have higher player count, and then people would understand that, hey, these games that are exclusive like this that need more and more people, if we cross servers and just work together, it's a better experience for everybody. And I think that's what the end of this whole idea is that it's not, you're not going to lose anything. PlayStation 4 and Xbox are similar in both what they can do. There's no advantageous. The only thing that you're going to be advantageous in going in is if you're on PC versus a console. But as far as PS4 to Xbox, I don't see an issue. Especially after something like this happens, it's not like there's a technical issue. At least not with Fortnite or Rocket League, which they've said everyone's ready to go.
Thoughts? But they're not respecting Sony.
Are you playing the Sony guy right now?
No, I don't want to.
Across the board. I mean, everyone is cool with this, right?
Yeah.
It's just, it just,
a thing.
It kind of blows my mind
just
how
break.
Quickly. And there's been so much stuff about this. You know, you got fucking Johnny Sony over here like, oh, I don't want to, we got to have the integrity of our network that, you know, gets hacked every 5 seconds. And then there's Switch.
We got to have the integrity of our network that goes out and buys games separately from Xbox.
And then there's Switch. And then they're all like, yeah, you can't have those kids talking to the PlayStation people because...
Who knows? They might have done a drugs.
Yeah, they might have done a drug. You have to fucking go on your phone and download like 800 things through the dark web just to talk on Splatoon. Don't worry about it, Nintendo. Life's not over. We'll get to actually Nintendo in a second. But did anyone play the Fortnite PUBG thing?
No.
I went to do it, but I didn't have the time because of all the Destiny. So if you like...
I'm sorry, the what?
The Destiny. We're not Destiny yet.
Halo 6.
Man, Halo, you're 6, killing me. Halo 6. Halo 6 Guardians. 6
Don't tease me like that.
I'll get there.
Don't tease me, bro.
I won't take.
Mr. Hero.
I went back and watched that the other day.
This wall.
Did it age well?
No.
I went back and I watched the Don't Tase Me Bro video. Classic video. If you've never seen it, it's a white frat looking boy talking some shit at a rally or not a rally. It's like a lecture at his school. And then just a, don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. And then he gets tased. It's really satisfying.
While we're on the topic of YouTube, I just want to do a quick little shout out to a YouTube channel that I found last night.
Game Grumps, I think their
pretty,
name is.
Pretty, not very well known, but...
Yeah,
okay, so it's this girl. I saw her the first video I saw of her was on Facebook scrolling through, and somebody had done one of those stupid videos where there's like a bar on top and bottom, and it says like, "Lol, bruh, check this out. Look how dumb she is."
Dat face when blank happens.
Yeah. And it's this girl, and she's talking about like, she's like, "Oh, so, you know, I have this boyfriend in England, but I think there's like a language barrier between us because, like, I mean, I speak fluent American, but I was talking to him about the Sims 2 expansion pack and how I really wanted it, and I was hoping he'd buy it for me. And it's like $45 here. And when I asked him how much it was there, he said it was like £15. And I don't think he understood me because like I was asking him how much it costs, not how much it weighs. And she just keeps going
on. It's like that girl who was like, I have 5 iPhone or iPad Max. This one's for answering messages. This one's for receiving messages. Did you see that?
I've never seen that. But
oh,
this girl,
God.
Like the way she lays on the irony is so thick.
Wait, is it like a joke?
Tell. Yeah. The whole thing's a joke, but it's so funny because she keeps up this character across so many different videos. And it's just, oh my God. There's even one where she's like.
Lonely Girl 15.
No. There's even one where she's like, all right, so many people have been asking me like, you know, if this is real, like if I really do this sort of things, and I just had to come out and say that I'm an act. Like she says, I'm an act.
No, I'm an act.
And she's like, a lot of you guys are calling me autistic, and I really don't think you should be telling me like what my diagnosis is because I haven't even been confirmed that I'm autistic yet. And like
she just keeps going on, dude. What's her thing?
Funny. I think the YouTube is called Pupinia Stewart.
Oh, for a second I thought you were gonna say that Poppy or whatever the hell
that is.
Shit's garbage.
I don't know. I feel like she's just on the brink of like getting a lot more attention. The shit's hilarious because it's just funny to see a younger person who understands comedy so much that they can lampoon it so effectively.
It's good. The sarcasm and the irony is the parodies, the satire is hot.
I did show it to Rachel and she didn't really
get it.
She got it, but it just wasn't as funny to her. I thought I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
I forgot where I was going with the YouTube bit, so let's move on to this.
We're going
to
talk about our friend.
No.
No,
probably not. This is. You know what? Yeah. Before we do Nintendo Direct, let's talk about the golf thing. Can someone pull up Nintendo Direct stuff real quick? I had it saved, but I just just like a Kotaku article or stuff because Kotaku and all of them do a pretty good job. We just want the highlights. But here's something that was interesting. So over the course of the week, I'm not sure exactly when it happened. Someone had found that there was golf. Golf,
yes.
On NES had popped up on their Switch homepage.
Fog.
Yeah, it's
Flog.
It's called Flog. Yeah. It's NES Flog. Golf, and people were very confused. People were calling her out saying, you know, like, whatever, it was bullshit, et cetera, et cetera. because we all know that there's no virtual console, there's no way to get old games, but there she had, I believe it was a she, had, you know, golf for the NES on her Switch home screen. So it was like this mad dash, bunch of hackers, you know, people who were just like breaking apart the system, trying to find to see where it was hidden, if it was actually in there. Long story short, this thing is like cooked into the firmware, you know,
the point where the people who were building it and like making the architecture for the code in the Switch, that they saw this file and were just like, oh, okay, somebody might have just left some trash code in there or something like that.
But it is baked into the firmware, into the game, the OS itself. It's not like just a game file. It's not in the game install library or anything like this. Come to find out what it is it is a copy. And this is, you know, still 100% not factualized. I've seen some quotes, but I don't know if there hasn't been an official thing that's come out from Nintendo. But what people are saying is that it is a commemoration or memoriam of Satoru Iwata, because he did all the primary coding on golf, and they're going to release it on the anniversary of his death as a way of remembering him. It's just going to be a motion-controlled NES. It's an NES emulator that plays golf, has motion controls for your Joy-Con. No word on whether or not they're going to charge for it. I highly doubt they would.
I was told that this is not a joke. I know we like to joke about things. You know how Satoru Iwata did the thing where he would like bring his hands forward, like, please look forward to this.
Yeah.
That whole gesture that he did all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I read, I think it was in that article, maybe I misread it. You actually have to do that gesture with the Joy-Cons in order to access this particular thing, but it has to be on the day, like the anniversary of his death.
Yeah. So it's just this interesting thing where
and people... you can't just change the date.
I also heard that it was a gesture.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. So people are like, is this like a precursor to what they're going to do for virtual console? Are they going to be changing things and putting in some sort of motion control or something? Generally speaking, it's been a while since Satoru Iwata passed away, and you know, a lot of people see him as a figurehead for Nintendo itself. It's more or less. I don't know, that guy, he did a lot of programming. He worked his way up from the ground floor, and it's good to see some people actually, you know, respecting and remembering him. Still trying to find Nintendo Direct exactly, but I can do things that I remember.
I got some of the highlights over here.
Yeah, pop them off. I mean, we had the, does anyone want to talk about Mario being shirtless? Because that was a thing.
His nipples.
I mean, it's completely inaccurate. Dude should have been covered.
Hairy like, as hell.
Yeah.
If he's any bit as Italian as Amir Matt, dude should have been covered.
Yeah,
I'm not even Italian. I'm covered in hair.
I mean, he's a...
It's a European thing.
He's a... He looks like a toddler. He has the body of a freshly spanked baby.
He does.
Do you want me to just rapid fire these?
Yeah, go for it, because there's a lot of like announcements and some stuff like that. Mario was a big thing, but yeah,
so there
was...
So we got the Pokemon 2DS XL.
Mm-hmm.
3DS version of Minecraft announced.
Yeah, so Minecraft on 3DS. I always
kind
thought
of a big deal.
I thought the Minecraft. Let's just do that here. We're gonna do it at the end of the show. But
the release date was set. I mean, it was basically it's today.
It's out. It is out now. As of recording, it's gonna be a few days after. But yeah, it's out. You should go play it. Apparently, I hear it's pretty good. New 3DS.
Yeah, Tyler and I might stop and get it on the way. Just kidding.
Tyler, Monster Hunter World is not on our list, is it?
Oh yeah, no, that got a solid release date.
We need to talk about that. We'll come back to that.
Okay, I'll add that to the thing.
Okay, Mario Party, the top 100 compilation game coming to 3DS.
I'm really excited for this because this is something. It's the top 100 games from all the Mario parties. I'm not sure how they're going to do the Wii ones because with the motion controls. But the thing is one person in a group of four people buys a cart. You can pop on that cart, and then everyone can play together via ad hoc. I'm going to be really excited to pop that on and play it with some people.
Tyler, you were just saying how couch co-op is like a dying thing.
I was.
That is true.
And this is going to be dope.
Really not thrilled with that. But like Josh and I, friend of the show, Josh, comes on.
Hi,
never.
Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh. He doesn't listen. he and I are actually going to try to keep that alive. Coming up here with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Gotta get that MVC, baby.
Not really about playing fighters online. Too much lag.
I can understand that. We'll talk about Marvel vs. Capcom here in a little bit. But yeah. I really hope that there's some sort of mini game island kind of ordeal that they had for the first Mario Party.
So excited.
That'd be good.
So moving forward, Nintendo Switch open world RPG Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah, not a huge fan of Xenoblade, but I know people are super into that.
It's a release date.
Mm-hmm. What's the release date for that one, bud?
That one is... Sorry, December 1st.
December 1st. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be end of the year heavy, mm-hmm. especially from this mm-hmm. Direct. I saw a lot of Novembers, Decembers, so surprised about too.
New Kirby game announced for 3DS.
That's next year, though. That's spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that one's Battle Royale or something?
Something like that, yeah. Switch is adding Nintendo arcade game ports, but they're not virtual console?
Yeah, it's something different. So instead of having your virtual console, what you're getting is... Do you guys remember the Neo Geo games that have been coming out?
Yeah.
Okay, same people who did that. I think their name is Hamster? Oh, fuck, what's their name? It's that team that bring Neo Geo games, stuff like that. It's actually the same banner. It's just Arcade Archives. They're working with Nintendo to bring back things like versus Mario Brothers, like OG Mario Brothers versus Clue Land, those kind of things. Ooh. If you've never played those, that might be fun. It depends on the price. But yeah, these are not virtual console. These are arcade releases of old Nintendo games back before they had like the NES kind
Remind of. Remind me, Clue Land, yes. That's not Qbert.
No, Qbert's different. Clue Land was like an NES thing. But it's also very important to mention that the versus, the arcade versions... Like, if you played Clue Land on NES, and then you go to buy on the Switch, the versus Clue Land, which is the arcade, different kind of game. Because, once again, these are on quarters. You're playing it differently. The amount of money they're trying to pull from people are different. So it's a little bit different. I've never played versus Clue Land, but things like versus Mario, Super
like, we're not Bros. Talking Super Mario Brothers. We're just talking Mario Brothers.
OGS, old the school, place, single screen.
The turtles.
Yeah, walk
Does
left,
it have
come up
the
right.
secret level where you go in the pipe and you see
Bowser's sex dungeon?
No, you see Toad kissing Koopa Troopa.
It was really good because the whole thing, Tyler was doing this little noise, and then as soon as Kevin said Koopa Troopa, he looked at me like he needed the answer to that. What would happen? What? Tell me. I'm very.
They were kissing. You go in the pipe and you come out the.
I'm pretty sure that's Dr. Mario.
Instead of the world warp.
Dr. Mario's filming.
Instead of the world warp pipes, you go down there and there's Toad and he's playing tonsil hockey with a Koopa Troopa and he goes, Mario, you're a princess in another castle. Keep going.
I'm sorry, your sound stage is in another area.
Oops.
Okay, so moving forward.
Yeah, more direct.
Zelda Breath of the Wild Champion amiibos are releasing in November.
New amiibos. I could care less about amiibos.
Skyrim.
Yeah, that got a release date, didn't it?
Did that get any of you horny for some Skyrim?
I don't know if I want to play it on Switch.
I'm not, because there's going to be the VR Skyrim coming out, and that'll be fine.
Do you get to swing the Joy-Cons? That'd be kind of cool.
I would do that.
I know that.
Play Magic.
I know the VR one, cool. You just kind of swing your sword around, and the magic is more like you said, like shooting. It'd be interesting
Holding
to
triggers
see,
down forward.
How Skyrim on, because it is portable. I mean, that's the reason people bring this up. Doom got announced. I think that's one of the
things. That's literally the very next thing I was going to say.
Doom.
And the release date?
Yeah.
Looking.
Is?
Okay. Well, while he looks that up, mm-hmm. The Doom, this is the 2016 release on 360, or not 360, Xbox One, PS4.
I might buy it for that. Just so
all,
it
says
it.
Is, all it says is holiday this year.
Okay, so it'll be coming out sometime around holiday. I believe Wolfenstein, A New Colossus is always also coming one. Out. The thing with Doom, campaign will be included. Multiplayer is not on the disc. It's a separate client download. And Snap Map, which is the create your own map thing, is not included on the Switch. So for those who are getting on the Switch, you get the campaign, you get the multiplayer as a separate add-on. But what that means is that also, you don't have to download the multiplayer if you don't want to.
Here's one.
Super easy.
Octopath Traveler.
Interesting. Oh, God.
Yeah, you guys are super into this.
I knew you were going to...
Calm down, Tyler. You're going to blow up the levels.
I knew Tyler was going to pop off.
Real quick, for me, because I'm not a huge JRPG guy. Octopath Traveler, is this the one that's the Square Enix one?
Yes.
Yes.
Or...
Oh, I'm forgetting. There's somebody who made... Oh,
you thinking of Bravely Default?
Yeah, Bravely Default.
Same team.
It's the same team.
Okay.
So, Explain. From what I understand, and this is literally the only information I have on this game, it switches from like a 3D to a 2D.
Kind of like the Yoshi.
Kind of like... It reminds me almost... It sounds almost like Golden Sun.
It is.
I never played Golden
exactly
Sun.
Like that.
Oh, God.
I never played Golden Sun.
So, the difference between...
Golden Sun is like one of the best games I've ever played.
All right, let me borrow it.
It's for GBA. Sorry, Tyler. Go ahead.
I'm sure Tyler let me borrow it if I really wanted to, but I have 8 million games.
So
it's worth it.
The difference between this and Golden Sun, though, I don't think you can interact with the environment. But what's beautiful about this game is you can interact with all of the people.
Anime bubbies.
in separate ways. Okay. So Octopath Traveler, you're playing the story of 8 people.
Yeah.
I don't know that you play them all at once, but if you do, we got some Sense8 shit going on.
Yeah, that Netflix show that got canceled.
It got 2 seasons. That's good enough.
Finale Octo, coming out 2018.
Octo means 8, like an octopus.
Mm-hmm. Octopath. 8 paths. Traveler.
So you got 8 different characters. Are they different? Like, I don't know how much has come out.
Octopus Traveler.
The two that we got to see are the dancer Primrose and Oberth.
Is this the one that has the demo out for it right now? Or is that
yes.
Okay.
So yeah. I played the entire demo, both stories.
All right.
Here, 2 hours of content for free. They,
holy shit.
Yeah. It's
demos have been gotten dope lately.
The battle system is almost exactly like Bravely Default, except for instead of, you know, where you hit R a bunch of times and you brave, and you sacrifice 4 of your turns to, like, just gut people.
Or you summon in one of your friends who's beaten the game and just
automatically
destroy everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You collect brave points over time, and then so on your first turn you have 1. Every time it's your turn you get another 1.
Nice.
You have a max of 5, so you want to use them. Otherwise, you're just not utilizing.
You're wasting stacks. Yeah.
Yeah. So you hit R up to 3 times, so you get a 4 times combo. That's how you increase the level of your spells. You can do multi-attack. Everything has a weakness.
So this is turn-based, right? Or is this real-time?
It is turn-based, yes. It's okay. Your turn, then it's their turn. Sometimes they'll be faster than you, they'll go first. And I
know that can make or break RPGs for some people.
Boss.
You said what?
I found the real final boss.
The real final boss in the demo.
In the demo. Mm-hmm.
Well, just the fact that there's a 2-hour demo, there's multiple character stories, and you just said the words, I found the quote-unquote real final boss, and we're talking about a demo, makes me believe that this Octopath Traveler...
It's Squeenix, man. It's got the kiss. It's got that. It's got that.
It does.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be coming out soon? This year or next year?
I think it's next year.
Okay. Well, that'll be one to look out for, GOTY 2018. This year's going to be insane for GOTY.
It looks so good.
I just want to let you guys know Game of the Year stuff we'll be doing probably around January, because there is just so much stuff releasing towards the end of December. It would be rude of us to count those things out.
Apparently, the full game will have a simultaneous worldwide release date some point in 2018.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's right. You know what else has a simultaneous worldwide release date? Monster Hunter World.
With that, you know what? We are done with news. Unless anyone had any other news segments.
The only other Nintendo Direct thing was they announced a Super Mario Odyssey Nintendo Switch bundle.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of Odyssey stuff. Real quick, I just want to bring it back to this. Kevin, you excited for Odyssey? Are you excited?
I don't have a Switch.
I mean, yeah, I know.
We'll get to play it.
Here's the weird thing is that so. I feel like there's going to be some sort of like fucking patty like theory, because Tyler owns the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler loves JRPGs. He loves difficult games. He loves arcade games. For some fucking reason, Tyler does not like Mario. I don't 3D Mario's just 3D Mario's. You played 2D ones.
Oh,
that
did
liked,
you
right?
hear Super Mario 64 Online got torn down?
We are going to talk about that.
Okay,
in this.
Sorry.
Yes.
I never played 64 all the way through.
Mm.
I did play
Galaxy.
No,
Galaxy's the one. That
Anything after 64, I didn't play.
Okay.
Not at all.
What I think is going to happen?
1 and 2, 3 a little bit, and then I played Yoshi's Island and Super Mario World. Those were my favorite. Those two
2Ds.
Were my favorite games.
Yeah, yeah. Yoshi's Island and Mario World.
Yeah.
I would hazard a guess of saying that you should definitely play Super Mario Galaxy 2. But at that point, it's like what I think is going to happen here is that Tyler said that he is going to let me borrow his Switch so I can play Mario Odyssey. I'm going to buy it. I'm sure it'll probably go to Kevin so he can play it. And then I think you're just going to wind up with a copy of Super Mario Odyssey, Tyler. And at that point, you'll have no excuse not to play it.
Damn it.
What's up, Tevin?
I just have a few more things to wrap up.
Tevin. Kyler. Kyler, yeah.
Rachel's whole family calls me Tevin.
Taco.
No, that's my nephew. My nephew calls me Taco.
Bring it up. What's up?
Real quick, a couple more rapid-fire 3DS news things from
there's a lot of little
Nintendo
stuff,
Direct.
Too. Yeah, go for it.
But they're good ones.
Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about Samus 2.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I'll add that.
New Professor Layton game.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that came out on the phones. It's finally getting a nice release date for 3DSs.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga plus Bowser's Minions.
Oh, I'm very excited to play that.
There's going to be amiibo functionality on it, too.
Also, while we're talking Nintendo real quick, I believe
like Mario Party or Smash?
I don't know.
I believe the...
I can tell you what amiibos work with it.
I believe Pokemon Gold and Silver re-release came out today.
It
did not.
And the Ultra.
It's soon. It's September. And for those who didn't know,
I didn't know that.
How they released Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow last year, or maybe that was 2 years
Switch?
Ago. No, this is on 3DS.
Ooh.
They were like virtual console. Nothing flashy, not a remake. It's just you can play it on your 3DS. Sorry about that. Pokemon Gold and Silver are also now being re-released. They were remade into Heart Gold and Soul Silver, but if you want to play the original Game Boy ones, they should be released. I know, dude. It's just
Ultra Sun and Moon, too.
Yeah, Ultra Sun and Moon is getting
released.
Heart
Gold and Soul Silver was probably my favorite set.
I have a theory that that is because that was when we were most like, it was that perfect Goldilocks moment in our lives where games started to become like a really important thing rather than just a way to pass time.
Right.
Pokemon.
We were like 18, 19 at that time.
Yes.
Blue was like Blue was like my last thing. I did that and it was fun. And then I picked up an emerald at some point. I don't know. I'm super excited to play Pokemon Silver and Gold.
Like, couple more things.
I miss the Pokewalker. Pokemon Go is not a good substitute for a Pokewalker.
Last thing before we get Nintendo Direct. Shh. Gold or Silver? What do I buy? Gold?
This is hard.
I'd say Gold.
Do you care about legendaries?
No.
Do you care about story?
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
All right.
I'm going to buy gold.
Okay.
I'll tell you that much.
Maybe
right
I'll
now.
Buy silver then because then we can trade or something.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Continue.
Free demo for Etrian Odyssey 5.
Etrian Odyssey is good. Mm-hmm.
Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redux launches early 2018.
All you Shin Megami Tensei fans, you Persona guys and girls.
Well, Apollo. Persona is not Shin Megami Tensei. I mean, it is, but it's not.
It's confusing.
No, I just pissed. I just heard like a thousand Persona fans screaming
like,
when I just
Shin
said they're the same
Tensei
thing.
Tensei is not the same thing. That's a dungeon crawler.
It's
demons.
It is.
All Persona games are Shin Megami Tensei games, but not all Shin Megami Tensei games are Persona. I can't pause, Mom. It's an online argument.
Please, two more things. Apollo Justice Ace Attorney.
Oh, yeah. Apollo Justice is getting
released. That launches in November.
Didn't Phoenix Wright just get a collection released?
Yeah, I think
they're trying to. I sure hope so, because those games are fun.
Like the first three, I think, were released on 3DS.
But Apollo Justice is like, yeah, it's the re-release. Play that if you haven't. It's really, really good.
I haven't. All Phoenix Wrights are good. Finally, Fire Emblem Warriors. Another Fire Emblem game?
This one, I believe, is it like Dynasty Warriors.
Okay,
it's the one that's like also coming out on the Zelda. Switch. Yeah.
It's like the Zelda Warrior one.
Hyrule Warriors.
But Dynasty Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Dragon Warriors.
Okay.
Dragon Quest Warriors.
That's all for Nintendo Direct?
All the same thing.
I would say for being a September Nintendo Direct, it was pretty... I thought they were going to go in softball with just Mario Odyssey and be like, here you go. I thought they were going to be very lax on 3DS.
September 22. Gold and Silver.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yo, I know we shouted out to a fast food place at the beginning of the show, but I just want to throw this out there. Arby's is killing it on Twitter.
Consistently. I know some people think it's cringy, but I love it.
Everybody knows this already, but holy shit, man, they are killing it. Like, the fact that they did an Adventure Zone shout out is just bonkers.
That's right. Nuts.
I love it.
On a scale of 1 to 40 minutes already passed, let's get into games. we are not doing ad roll, but you know what we will do? We're going to do a fun section real quick. Someone hit the ad music. Let's go.
Quick.
All right, so usually we talk about ad roll. Real quick, I just wanted to bring something
up. This is dad roll. Thank you, Dad.
Kevin finally downloaded the audiobook for Masters of Doom.
I did.
This is how they made Doom, Quake, the whole id Software thing. Did you listen to any of it?
I've listened to two chapters of it so far.
Enjoying it?
I'm liking it a lot. I do go in for nonfiction every once in a while. I typically stick to fantasy.
This is weird. It's a nonfiction about fiction.
Right. That's the weird thing. It's really cool to hear about the lives of the two Johns.
John Romero and John McCormack.
As they grew up in like the formative years of their lives. So like...
It goes from zero to their... Yeah.
But they have a really interesting dynamic in the differences of home life that they had.
The whole story behind this stuff is really interesting. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up real quick. I mean, we're still sponsored by Audible. If you want to go to audibletrial.com/SGC64, you can get a free audiobook. That sponsorship might be ending. We're not sure. So if you do just want a free audiobook, you can go ahead, like I said, audibletrial.com/SGC64, download it, and then immediately cancel it. You get a free audiobook. I could care less, honestly, at this point. But what I do want to say is shout outs. We're going to use this for shout outs real quick.
Yeah, shout outs.
A90sKid.com for all news. Well, there's tons of stuff. Wrestling reviews. Mm-hmm. We do anime starting soon, movies.
We're going to be doing more mobile stuff coming here soon, I think. So, I got a review of some hardware coming up.
Kevin and I both write and edit for that, so you should check that out. Anime show with Shonen Trashcast. They're an anime show podcast. You should listen to them. They're great. I saw a hashtag going around, podcasters, people of color podcasters.
Oh, no shit.
They were starting that up, and Kevin Bobbitt, the one who is one of the hosts over there, he was getting a lot of Twitter love over there.
Nice.
So, guys, please support all people of color podcasters. It's a lot of good minority podcasts out. I feel like for a long time, podcasts were mainly three white dudes sitting in a room, aka our show. But
what's a really good one? We'll just shout it out. I mean, it's probably pretty ubiquitous because I believe it's an NPR podcast, but there's one called Two Dope Queens that's really good.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's a great show.
So, Shonen Trashcast, if you're a fan of anime, and then we have you
got to shout out to Mark.
Oh, yeah. Our buddy Mark Osborne. And,
Choose My Own Adventure podcast.
Choose My Adventure. Got to try that shit out.
His wife, his buddy, his wife.
We also have some
hopefully
things.
They're cool after the hurricanes and everything.
Hopefully
they're fine. This is finding them well.
Oh, no. I just realized that we haven't actually had an update from them.
Yeah. I mean, hi, Mark. You're probably laughing at this. But anyway, yeah.
shit.
Choose My Own Adventure podcast. Really good stuff. Mm-hmm. They have a weekly,
bi-weekly.
I think it's a bi-weekly release, and they basically put the reins in the hands of the listener. They allow you to kind of help guide where the story goes next by releasing a SurveyMonkey email every week.
So let's choose My Own Adventure.
Yes.
It's a D&D podcast.
It's a really, really like innovative idea, and they're really killing it.
Jumping off that, Tyler, we actually have something in the works. Last week you had asked people for video game characters they would like to see in an adventure together. Do you have any other requests for the audience? We got some nice engagement
on that one.
See, here's the thing is me and Kevin are in the dark on what is going on. This is going to be a special episode, potentially its own show eventually, depending on how you guys receive it. So we're in the dark. We want this to be a surprise, but I do want as much audience interaction as possible. So if you have anything that you want to throw out to people for suggestions.
Absolutely. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do like Tyler's Kickstarter, but like you don't actually owe me any money.
Yeah.
If you want to give money, you can.
Yeah, that'd be great. I want participation here, and if you want to design a magical item, it'll probably get thrown straight in the trash. But I do want these ideas. I have a few of my own, but I could really, really use a good story-driven or story-driving item.
Like a MacGuffin?
Like the sword of a thousand whispers. You know, that relic, that one that you need to get.
Yeah, a relic.
So if you guys up there in Twitterland, I saw a lot of people bouncing back Game Think Talk. You had our Shonen Trash Boys, as always. Throw us some cool items. Get creative, because this stuff is going to be...
The Hand of Agmanek.
Close.
I just made that up.
All right.
Yeah, I got a million of these.
That's about all I have
left
for.
Yo, to incentivize that, though, we got some games to give away. If you get any good ones... If you send us a good one and it gets put on the show,
we'll send you a good one.
Currently, we only have Xbox and PC to give away.
Yes.
So if you have just a PlayStation, you're going to be kind of out of luck. Kevin,
if you have a PlayStation, you know what you did.
Not you, Kevin, but the really? Kevin that I owe something to. You'll get your code. I went to get him this is what's happening, guys. He put a review out. It was 5 stars. It was what we said. If you give us a review, and it didn't have to be 5 stars, we'll give you a free game. I went and looked at my codes, and I was like, I don't have a PlayStation game. I'm going to buy you a $20, whatever it is, card. So it's not like a special treatment, guys. If you're listening and you want a free Xbox or PC game, just review us. I don't know why it's so hard. Do you not want free games?
Shame them into reviewing.
I mean, I don't know.
Do you want this game?
I can understand because people, you know, you listen to these things and you're like, oh, so many jumps and hoops.
Or they go, yeah, everybody else is probably doing that.
No, go to iTunes.
No, we literally still have, like, I have a ukulele code for PC. We have a Rocket League
you
code.
You said you have Payday, Tyler.
I have a couple Payday. Yeah.
I have a copy of Perception.
I got a ton of shit.
Yeah, so, like, it's not, if you just want a free game.
And by shit, I mean they're good games.
Just review us on iTunes. It's not hard. That's about it. I don't have any other shout-outs. I just wanted to stop real quick here so we could talk about our friends and Masters of Doom. Go see it.
I still need to see that. Oh, and Kingsman's coming out.
Also, Blade Runner, depending on when you're listening to this. But definitely go see it. It is fantastic. Also, sidebar, American Vandal. on
I keep hearing so many good things about this.
That is 100% the show. It's a true crime mockumentary about who drew the dicks on the all dicks. The cars in the high school parking lot.
It's literally the story of our friend Andy from, you know Andy.
But it is super interesting. It is super interesting. So go watch that. Let's kill Ed.
He drew a silver penis on my calf once.
On that, while I was sleeping. All right, we're going to ad roll. Let's go. We're going out of ad roll. Bye, ad roll. All right, we're back. We need a quick fire on these ones, guys. We have the one that
counts.
Here
comes the goose.
All right. Yeah, let's do quick fire. We don't have a lot of time. Tyler.
Yeah.
Say you were presented with the option of buying something that's super old for no reason and something that's new. What would you do?
I would buy something that's super old for no reason.
Let's say for
when
hypothetical.
When you're getting married, this will be your something old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something this is my something old.
Something new is like a VR sex doll. That would be me. I'm just kidding.
Well, nobody has to buy me that.
You already are one. Tyler, let's say hypothetically, you were to buy an Atari 2600. Why did you buy it?
I would say I bought it because it comes with Missile Command, Adventure, 21 Video Olympics, Combat, Breakout, Video Pinball, Asteroids, Pac-Man, and three other games that I cannot read from this thing here.
How much?
$40. Comes with four controllers, those little knobbies, and one joystick.
So we're about to play some Atari soon here, boys.
Some Atari?
If you couldn't see through that joke.
I don't know if I can beat any Atari game.
I'm going to fuck you up in Pong, bro.
Wait, do those count? Towards my total?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, buddy, because you already beat three games.
I beat like five now.
I know, so you're going to have to tell the punch in the face story.
Apparently.
You can beat Adventure.
If you listen to Ready Player One, you get all the...
We'll keep that for like any
how to beat that game.
Okay, so you bought an Atari. Is that going to be here soon? Or
I'll pick it up tomorrow morning.
Don't get murdered.
Where are you picking up from?
Wycliffe.
No, that's not bad. You're good.
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Some old lady's like, I found my son's Nintendo in the basement.
She's like, is this the Atari? She literally pulls out a motherfucking Sega Saturn. And you're like, what? And then she has a Philips CDI like attached to it. She's like, look at this thing. I made it.
I'll be like, hey, lady, you got any more games?
This
you
is an Atari 7200. A Magnavox Odyssey just falls out of underneath her dress.
Tom's about to go rip off some old lady.
Literally, like,
bucks.
Kill her and take her Atari.
Well, no, I mean, he's getting it at a steal for 40.
It's a steal if you don't have to pay for it, and you just hurt the old lady. That's not a joke, guys. Don't hurt old people. Let's move on to other old things. Dreamcast. Sega Dreamcast. Celebrated its 18th birthday.
Did you play Sonic?
Whoa.
Okay, when I
Sega
got
Dreamcast
there...
Dreamcast is going to college.
We did the... it's legal. I know those online uses are going to be...
Dreams Gone Wild.
No. Cast your dream.
What was that one game? The Night
something? Yeah. Night Watch? No.
Nope.
God, it's so close.
Night
Watch.
Nope.
Night... It's the one where it's like the FMV games. We literally talked about this because there was a re-release.
No. There was this dumb game for, I think it was for Sega Saturn anyway. It's like purple protagonist and you just float around the screen.
Oh, Knights.
Yeah, sure, Knights.
That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Knights.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
it's
literally
like,
called
it's
Knights.
It's not even just a Dreamcast. I'm just
But there is
around.
There is like a controversial game that released on like Genesis, I think.
Yeah, and it just got re-released.
Yeah, yeah. Our good friends who did Saturday Morning RPG, they started the company that did that. Okay, yeah, Dreamcast had a birthday. We did a Space Brain Gaming stream of it. That's twitch.tv/spacebraingaming if you want to see our other streams. I think actually, as we're recording, they're doing Marvel vs. Capcom.
Night Trap.
Night Trap, thank you. That was the controversial game where you played as these guys who were trying to break up this girl's sleeping party and kidnap them or something. It was a girl's sleeping party. Girl's sleepover.
Girl's sleeping party.
It's this party where everyone sleeps and you're women. Dreamcast, I got there a little bit late. I played mostly 2D fighters. We played some Marvel, baby. I was like, when's Marvel? And then it was time for Marvel. We played Street Fighter. We played they played some Sonic earlier in the day. A lot of Power Stone we played. Some
Did
weird
you win?
Stuff. I mean, I've won some. I lost some.
Okay.
Even at one point, we even went and we used a emulator disc to play Streets of Rage on Genesis. It was like an Inception. We were playing a Genesis game on a Dreamcast on Dreamcast's birthday. Sega celebration.
It's cute.
But it was a good time. If you guys don't have a Dreamcast, that's a fun fact. You can just take a normal CD. You know, the ones you buy, it's like $4 for 6,000. You can just download all the emulators in a ROM and just like burn it to a CD. Like you'd burn like a mixtape.
And Matt, that's illegal.
Put it in your Dreamcast. Not if you own every single cartridge, bud, like I do.
Wait a minute. You can burn Sega games?
Okay, here's the thing about play them on... for educational purposes, you can, if you have an ISO of a Dreamcast game and you have a virtual mounting system like Damien Tools or something like that, Damien Tools.
Our friend from high school, Damien Tools.
If you just mount it, and then it's his normal CD, like a 600 megabyte CD, and you just put it in the Dreamcast and it works. It's the easiest. It is the most pirated system. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I have like good copies of Power Stone and Jet Set.
I think I'm probably going to bring this up every episode now, but let's get some more of that like Monster Rancher. You remember that?
Monster Rancher?
Yeah, where you can put any disc into the GameCube and like get.
Yeah. That was dope, actually.
Dude, that was such a cool idea. Nobody ever did it again.
Explain.
In Monster Rancher, you could. Okay, so there's a certain point in the game where you could take the game out of the GameCube.
Mm hmm.
Put in any disc.
Mm-hmm. So like throw a Sunshine in there.
Britney Spears. You would get a random monster from putting any disc in. It would read something off of the disc.
And I don't know. It'd be like, okay, here's the thing. Here's a monster.
Yeah. What? So like, yeah, dude.
I don't think they were unique by like, you need to collect every GameCube game to get them. But like,
it wasn't even GameCube games. You could use audio CDs. You could use DVDs. You could use anything that was a CD shape and had data on it. And
it's just
could,
reading the data. And
wait, could I use my Rectangle Matrix Reloaded disc?
I don't know. I just bought my mic.
Probably. Speaking of monsters.
We couldn't do that nowadays. Like, we need the disc to keep running for whatever reason.
True story. Speaking of monsters, Tyler, go.
Oh, shit. January 26th, Monster Hunter World is coming out.
He's been waiting all day to see
and,
that.
And, like...
If you keep that distance, you can be that volume.
Okay, cool. It is a worldwide release. This is a simultaneous release.
Which is, like, a first for Monster Hunter.
For Monster Hunter.
Usually Japan's like, oh, Monster Hunter, I already beat that.
They'll talk over each other.
Xbox and PS4, same day, to be released on PC, probably March. I'm guessing. I'm speculating here. What's more important than that? They're releasing a special edition PS4 Pro.
I hope this whole thing just sounds like a big echo chamber because we don't know how this is going to sound. I'm not monitoring.
Leolius version is what they're calling it. It's black. It's got a shiny red Rathalos on it. It comes with a dark red controller with all sorts of Monster Hunter hieroglyphics on it.
In other news, Tyler's getting a new PS4.
Well,
in other news, Tyler's excited.
I don't think it's going to be released in the West, which is really, really disappointing.
I saw something weird that Pro that you're talking about, or the bundle.
The Pro bundle? Sure.
They're releasing it before the game's even out.
Yeah, well, it's not coming with the game, is the thing.
Yeah, it's just...
December 7th is when that's coming out.
It blows my mind. It's like this custom Monster Hunter PS4 Pro, but it doesn't come with the game and it releases beforehand. I think that's funny, but...
I explicitly didn't watch anything until they released this information.
I have been keeping myself generally pretty in the dark about Monster Hunter because I have multiple friends who are very good and could carry me through the mechanics. Have I any questions? And this is probably the first time I'll play a Monster Hunter for real, because it's on Xbox.
Well,
and
that means
PC, PS4.
So here's the thing, Matt. We need to talk about this because our friends are not getting it.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Is it's not, since it's not on 3DS, it's more like just the normal console crew,
right? Because our one friend of the show,
Josh.
Steamman Mr. Rush.
Oh, Rush
doesn't have a console to play it on. He can't buy it.
Is there
Josh
gonna, do you
offered
know?
To purchase him one, which is hyper generous, and Tyler hates that kind of shit. But
yeah, Rush would never get a console from somebody for free. But if Josh is just selling consoles,
I think I bought him two now.
Oh, buy me one. Buy me a Switch.
It was
please.
Like a Vita.
Buy me a Switch for Christmas. I love you. I'll buy you
$350.
Yeah, I know. You can have my body though.
Anyway, we have to wait till March to play this game because of Rush.
Well, no, you guys do.
It's just if you want to play
PC. That means Matt and I can pick a system, any system.
Fun. I mean, I'll play it on Xbox.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I'll play it on Xbox.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
We'll talk about Monster Hunter when it comes out. It's going to be coming out in March. We'll keep up as more things come out. But I did want to talk about this real quick. Samus Returns.
Smosh.
Metroid Samus Returns came out lately. I am on area.
The main character for our D&D adventure.
Yeah, we got Samus and we got Conker.
You're going to play just like a goofy guy, right? You're not going to actually play Conker, so we don't have to like copyright bullshit?
No. Well, yeah, okay. I'll drop like a Conker like line or two.
Yeah, I mean, a line or two, but you're not like a Squirrelman.
That's the green stuff. Yeah. That's what he says when he picks up money, not marijuana, you stoners listening, which you're not. Metroid Samus Returns is fun. It's hard. This is not Nintendo made. This is made by... they did the Castlevania remake kind of thing.
So you want to play Castlevania.
So you like to play Castlevania with Metroid. It's good. It's really good. A lot of the music cues and stuff are going to give you that old, Metroid love. You get the nice little ting when she comes out of the ship for the first time. It sounds really good. It looks really good. It's hard. It feels like an old school Metroid experience. They changed a few things because in the original Game Boy, this is a remake of a Game Boy game.
Mercury Steam.
What is Mercury Steam?
Developed collaboratively by Mercury Steam and Nintendo.
So Mercury Steam was the people who did the mm-hmm. Castlevania games. They really nailed it. I can't say anything else. It's harder. The only thing I have an issue with is that some of the areas, the areas kind of look samey. There's different, they look good, and there's different areas to go to, but it is still just like kind of a rocky, craggy here. I would have liked to be like, oh, here's a whole ice level, or here's a whole dark matter world.
What, you mean like in Prime?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Prime is its own animal.
Exactly. This is like Super Metroid, but I would say Super Metroid uses its color and uses its variety a little bit better in environment, but as far as a Metroid game, gameplay-wise, like mechanically, it's sound. All those really cool little power-ups you like. The spin dash and all that, that stuff is all in here.
Fire your suit.
The suits are in there. It's Screw really tick. Fun.
What, I haven't done any research on Samus at all.
You're going to let me borrow that, right?
Yeah, when I'm done, you can have it. Sweet. I got it physically.
You and I can play it after Rush and Matt are done.
This is what it's going to be. It's like Tyler's going to let me borrow his Mario, and then I'm going to let him borrow my Samus.
Maybe.
Before you, fucker. Oh, you said maybe?
Well, I don't know when Odyssey comes out.
He's got my Wii U right now, too, so be careful.
October 27th? I probably won't borrow your shit until, later.
Okay. I might pick Setsuna back up.
Why don't we make these plans later when we're not on a podcast?
I'm just saying.
I think they want to know what we're playing right now.
Monster Hunter. Not yet. But
Monster Hunter is going to be great.
Metroid's fun. It's really good. It's $40. You should pick it up. If you like Metroid, is dope. Metroid is good. What else have I here? Marvel's Capcom 3. You know what? Let's kind of hold off on that until
we play it.
Yeah.
No, I haven't played it.
Yeah, let's hold off on that. All I'll say, I played halfway through the story. The character models look a little bit meh. The ones who are supposed to look cartoony, they look fine. The ones who are supposed to look like humans, like Chris Redfield, Dante, Chun-Li, look a little weird. But it's just the character models. Stages, dope.
I thought Arthur looks kind of weird.
Yeah, but those aren't... Arthur, like those more exaggerated characters, like they look okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it weird because he's short?
No, his face looks weird.
It's the faces that look weird. Like, yeah. Chris Redfield is fine, except he looks a little bit derpy in the face. Like, Frank West, same thing. Yeah, the faces are what looks derpy. But the actual effects, the stages, the combat itself, it's really good. It's very, very good. The story is a little bit convoluted and hard to follow. But then again, you're just there to watch, Mega Man punch Iron Man in the face.
And apparently
always win.
Yeah.
Apparently there is some Monster Hunter tie-ins going on.
There's a lot of tie-ins from not just Monster Hunter, but I don't want to spoil it. Because essentially what happens is... two villains combine the Capcom and Marvel universes, so the levels you'll go in will be kind of like Kevin said, like one is the Black Panther world crossed mm-hmm. with Monster Hunter.
They're all mashups of Capcom mixed with Marvel.
So just the whole thing, the roster you see of characters does not mean this is the only Capcom stuff that's going to be in it. There's tons of extra stuff littered like the monsters.
It's like
the DLC, man.
So it's like Iron May Cry.
Dante's kind of, he's still good.
Iron Man Cry.
I just gotta say, man, Marvel
Mega Man beats
fun.
Him.
It's Mega Man's pretty decent, actually. X is all right, but we'll talk about that more
X
next time.
X gonna give it to you.
what? Mario 64 Online. This got taken down. You said, Kevin.
You just sandbagged the whole show.
Why did I sandbag the whole show?
Because it didn't get taken down.
Yeah, it got taken down.
That's sad.
Yeah. See, I was excited to talk about this because I had had problems getting onto it, but I guess it's not even an issue now. So it got. The mod itself got taken down, the service?
From what I understand, it did. I will
Look that up while I explain. So Super Mario 64, you guys know it, is for the N64. It's a 3D Mario game, birthed 3D platformers, or at least perfected them. You can run these as emulated on your PC. You get yourself an N64 emulator, you download the ROM, and then you can just play it.
Throw an ISO on a CD, throw it in your Dreamcast, whatever.
Yeah, but NES is easier, or N64 is easier. You just need a laptop and the ROM. It's much easier to download. A modding group, they're the same people who did, was it Super Mario 64 Final Impact, I think it was called. They released this, and it essentially is just a 24-person multiplayer Super Mario 64. I downloaded everything. It took a while to find that Super Mario 64 ROM because it's very hard to find online. Eventually got everything going, set everything up the way it was. Spent maybe an hour with two of my friends trying to get into a server together because it's like Minecraft. You know, you have to make a server or join somebody else's. It just didn't work very well. Maybe an hour and a half before I was like, I don't really care. Like, I truly do not care at this point. And,
so,
and then it went down, I guess.
Basically, Nintendo issued a DMCA to the mod's creator.
Oh,
it even took down his Patreon page.
Okay, yeah. So then that's down at a fundamental level because he has all the infrastructure.
And
there.
He does not. He's been quoted as saying he doesn't want to fight with Nintendo.
No, no. And especially with he had, like I said, that Super Mario 64 Impact or Final Impact. That was a complete overhaul. 120 new stars, brand new worlds. That thing I tried playing afterwards, and that didn't work as well. But
Last Impact.
If you can get your hands on that, that's going to be much harder now. I'm glad I have the files. But yeah, so it was an interesting thing. We had Super Mario 64 cooperative online for a long time. I really hope this means that Nintendo is planning on doing something with this. You know, a lot of people talked about when AM2R got cease and desisted, the Metroid 2 remake. Everyone's like, why are you doing this? You're not making it. You're not making these Metroid games. And then now we have Metroid Samus Returns, which is another Metroid 2 remake. I really hope this means that they're going to try and do something with the Switch, online. Otherwise, once again, it's Nintendo. I understand they're in the right. It's their copyright. But
yeah, but the smart people offer those kind of people a job.
Exactly. A lot of times you see this,
yeah,
like GeoHacks and stuff. He went over to Sony. But yeah, let's see what happens with that. We'll follow that story as it goes. Usually Nintendo fan projects don't do too well. I'm still surprised that Ocarina of Time D-Make is working out.
Wait, that's still running?
I guess it's been making slow progress.
I thought they stopped him.
I think they tried.
Can't stop the signal, Tyler.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up, maybe come back next time on it. League Invasion mode. Let's talk about this real briefly, or do we guys want to even talk
about it? I haven't played it, so
yeah,
let's save it. Let's save it.
Okay, if you guys still, it's probably going to be over by the time the next week or the next episode comes around, but it's essentially, yeah, you pick one of the Star Guardian characters, there's like 10 characters, and then it's a PvE thing. It's just round-based, very difficult. You can get some challenges done, but it's fun. It's different. So if you've played PvP a lot in League and you're like, I wish there was something more like Doombots or something that I could play together with my friends, go ahead and get yourself on some of that invasion mode. It's called Star Guardian mode. Last thing I'll talk about before we get into Destiny, and then, you know what, let's just do Destiny at the end.
Let's just wrap it up.
Here's what we're gonna do, guys. We're gonna do Destiny at the end, and for the first part we'll just do non-spoilers, but after that it's gonna be spoilers. We'll let you know when, so if you know you're wanting to do the raid and stuff, you won't be spoiled, but I feel like we want to talk about it. Corn game
maze. How was that? Was it a maze?
In a way. It's called Maze, M-A-I-Z-E.
Tell me.
Like,
I'm going to hear it with my ears.
Okay. Ooh.
Hurry up or I'll call the cops.
You fucker.
Matt, how many words can do you think?
Are we bringing back the 10-worder?
10 corns or less.
What music should I put? Last time we had the Kingdom Hearts. Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah, it was
anything
it's appropriate. No,
anything without lyrics.
Just something twangy, like something like country, because it's a corn game.
Can you find like the Scooby-Doo country tracks?
No, but you know what? I have something for it. something country, something like, yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, listener.
Yeah.
You know, you got it in your head already.
All right, do 10. Put your hands up. Okay.
I'm not doing it.
This is the game Maze. It was out in December of 2016 for PC. Now out on PS4 and Xbox One. You can play it now if you want. In 10 words, cue the music. First person, narrative driven, puzzle game with sentient corn.
There it is.
It sounds like just from these 10 words? It sounds to me
like it's a first-person narrative-driven puzzle game with corn people.
An awful lot like...
Tyler, stop playing Knights of Pen and Paper. I
can't
over there.
Stop.
Just hit the... Yeah.
What does it sound like?
It sounds like... What's that game?
Careful when you go around your mic.
What's that island game?
I know what you're talking about.
Yep. That one.
The Witness.
Okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna. That was a joke.
No. The Close.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. The Witness.
With all the puzzles, the line puzzles.
Yes. It's like The Witness in the fact that you don't jump, you don't attack, you just use...
you don't protect?
You don't protect, you don't bring snack, you don't do anything. You walk around, the game starts off, you're on this farmland, you walk around, there's different areas, it's a big old corn maze, but essentially it's a puzzle game. You'll collect items, and then you can use them in other interactable areas in the world. They're highlighted, so it's very easy to see what goes where. If you ever get lost on a puzzle, you can kind of brute force it, because at the very most, you'll have like 5 items in your inventory, and you can just try it on each, you know, try each item on the thing. Doesn't work, you move on. I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, the game...
Corn doesn't spoil. You freeze it.
The game is... Shut up. The game
corn.
Is...
Corm.
The game is...
Actually, it's corn with a backwards
super
R.
Weird. It go. But not here's okay. Some buzzwords, because I don't. Okay. Maybe you're interested in it. You can read my review on a 90skid.com. I gave it, I think, like a 6.5 or a 7. It's got a lot of ideas that are cool. Definitely play on a PC if you can, because a lot of my issues were technical. But here's some buzzwords, and this will give you a good idea. So you got sentient corn, right?
Puzzles.
Russian teddy bears.
Buzz.
Corn robot? No, not corn robot. Coffee robot.
Corn bot.
Yeah, I don't, anything more I'm going to say is just going to be spoily. It's weird. It's like a 4 or 5 hour game. It's definitely one of those like, oh, it's $5. I'm going to buy it. It's definitely good for a $5 or $6 or $7 purchase. Definitely not the $20 I think they're charging right now. But yeah, man, it is a game about sentient corn people. So it's weird. It's definitely a trip. It plays the gag pretty straight, which I like. It's got a little bit more to it.
I can't wait for the sequel.
No.
Go ahead.
Maze 2. Shuck potatoes.
Maze potatoes. Yeah, that's it. We have some mobile stuff here. Actually, just one mobile thing. Tyler's crying because he doesn't like the puns.
Oh, you guys want to hear something funny about my jokes?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at dinner with my family yesterday.
Yeah.
And my nephew's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Smart kid. Really funny, but he can't focus.
Real bright. ADHD.
He's sitting there, he's eating his dessert. And I turn to him, I go, Aaron, you know today's Talk Like a Pirate Day? And he goes, really? And I go, yeah. He go, you know what a pirate's favorite restaurant is? He goes, no, what? And I said, Arby's. And I shit you not, straight face looks at me, drops his fork onto his plate, gets up, and walks away from the dinner table.
Kids do the darndest
thing.
Blew
his mind.
Arby's. Talk Like a Pittsburgh Pirate Day. That's the Leslie Knope.
This.
Leslie Knope thing. All right, we have one last mobile thing, or one, the first and only mobile thing we're going to talk about before we get into Destiny. Iron Marines. Short and sweet, please.
Yo, okay, so.
We're at the hour 10.
Who here has played Kingdom Rush or anything by Ironhide Studios?
You can't hear
I feel like I have put some by Ironhide, but I don't know.
Kingdom Rush was originally on PC, I believe. It was ported to mobile where it belongs. It's a tower defense game. It is, in my opinion, the best tower defense that has ever been made.
Better than South Park Go Tower Defense Play or whatever?
I don't know.
That one's really good.
The only issue I have with it is that it's got microtransactions.
It's a mobile game, though. It's expected.
Yeah. So Iron Marines...
Yeah, but I wouldn't expect to pay $5 and then have microtransactions.
That's Iron Marines. I don't know. Kingdom Rush, I don't think is...
Oh, this is an FTP?
Oh, no. No, it's $5.
And then they still charge you?
They have... so
it's, I can understand,
It's non-essential microtransactions.
Cosmetics?
Not even cosmetics. So, okay, it's the closest thing to StarCraft I've ever seen on mobile.
StarCraft's fun.
Yeah, dude, it's an RTS.
Zergs, you can rush them, you know, rushing them.
It's an RTS. The best way to describe it is it's a mobile tower defense. So on tower defense games, normally you can... click nodes and build towers on those nodes and only in those specific spots.
Yeah.
With this one, you have a home base, and usually there's an objective to the particular mission that you're on, and you have to travel from one place to another, acquiring other home bases, or, you know, whatever, building units and things like that. It's super intuitive. Like, the gameplay is super intuitive. If you have one unit, you can move it on top of another and double click to select all of them, move them all together. It very, very much feels like StarCraft.
Question. Can an opponent try to attack you, but then you can be like, can't tag me, I'm at home base. I'm sorry, you said home base, and immediately I went to like a Vietnam flashback of like getting smacked in the back of the head because I didn't reach home base when we were playing tag.
I have an invisible shield. You can't tag me.
I can't pause, Mom. It's an online shield.
It's as far as I know, there's no multiplayer. It could be something they implement in the future. But
campaign kind
of
thing?
Basically, or? The microtransactions, you have these heroes. You start out with a couple of them. If you like them on Facebook, you get a free one.
if you like the heroes themselves. Hey, my name's John Hero. Check out my fucking trip to the Bermuda Triangle last year with my family.
They're like $2-3 a piece, and you can buy them, and it's a permanent unlock, and you can use them in the game. And there's really no like significant technical advantage as far as I'm concerned.
Truly,
but there are different costs for the heroes. So my thoughts are, if you shell out for the $6 one, it's probably way better than the rest of them. But
that's kind of gross. It is what it is. I don't know. As long as the game is fun.
It's extremely fun. I'm really enjoying it.
$5, not bad, man. You guys probably spend that shit like on lunch.
Lots of talent trees.
Speaking of talent trees.
Jerk.
Speaking of classes, subclasses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One could say this entire episode, it's been our destiny to talk about the newest Bungie. Don't let me finish. I was new Bungie games. You're the guardian. And you're guarding the garden.
I think we got this one on Warlock.
We're going to... this guy, you're off the show. We're going to talk about...
I got the Titanic jokes.
We're going to talk about Destiny right now. And then we're going to... we're going to talk about Destiny. And then we'll sign off. And then we'll... you know what? Let's hold Raid. You want to hold Raid Talk until you guys have finished it up and stuff like that?
Kind of.
All right, let's talk. Let's just talk story. No spoilers. We could talk some public events, some adventure stuff. Generally speaking, let's go around the table. I know we did this last time, but Kevin, you are a...
I'm a hunter.
I am a warlock. That's Matt speaking. And Tyler, you are
none other than a punchman. I'm a titan.
Okay, there is three subclasses for each person. Who do you favor, Kevin, and why?
This is why we make such a good fire team.
I really like Arc Strider, but it's not as tactically sound as
which
the other
Arc
two.
Strider? Is that the one where
Arc
you get like, a little
the
ball?
One with the staff, and you can just sort of like jump around the battlefield, dodging and like every time
the
I do it,
the most offensive one.
Every time I do it, I hum Duel of the Fates from Star Wars because that's basically what it is.
I don't really need to explain to you guys because if you don't know Destiny, you're living under a rock. But it is
really
like a close MMO.
I really do like Gunslinger a lot.
Is that the one with the golden gun?
Gunslinger's fun.
Yeah, you build up your supercharge meter, and then you get some crazy cool thing.
Yeah.
I'm the Void Walker, which is he's like the purple subclass you can be for the Warlock. What that lets me do is when I get my super bar all good big, I throw something called a Nova Bomb, which is like a big old singularity.
Dude, that thing does so much
damage. Also, I'm super good because like I have this ability where if I melee someone with my melee attack, I get health back. And then I start like this kind of this little thing I'm in where every time I melee someone, I get more health back. So all I do is just run around meleeing all the little additional enemies, and I never die, and it's great.
I have something like that too, where I melee and then I dodge. Then the dodge refreshes my melee, and then my melee refreshes my dodge. And so I'm just like punch, roll, punch, roll.
I feel like Voidwalker, what I just said on the Titan class, would be completely broken. What do you play on the Titan class?
I play Arc, which is Striker.
What does that allow you to do?
Punch things.
Well, what's the because each one's kind of elemental, right?
Yeah.
Yours is electricity, Kevin, right? You said?
Yep.
I thought you didn't prefer Arc
Strider.
I don't
prefer Arc Strider. Mine is the one I prefer is Solar.
Okay, Solar, right. So the fire one. Each, all right, in Destiny, you know, you have Warlock, Titan, and Hunter. Those are your three main classes. Each one has a subclass that's kind of tied to an elemental one. Mm-hmm. So Kevin's is the orange one is the fire. Mine is the purple one, which is the void. And Tyler's is the
blue Arc.
We all play completely differently.
We really do.
It is so great.
It is. That's why we make such a good fire team. This is the first thing I said.
So Tyler's Titan. What does a Titan do?
So a Striker is known for two things: punching and Fists of Havoc.
Yeah.
So I will literally jump and put all of my weight into a double fisted slam.
Think Hulk,
and he just goes ape shit.
He jumps
Hulk,
super high in the air and just punches everything.
Hulk and Thor and had a baby that was lightning,
super thick too.
Thick.
Then they would be that. We
lightning baby, but thick.
We played quite a bit.
A lightning baby.
How did your... no spoilers, once again. I will say that the cinematics are on point this time around.
Yeah, they are really
good.
What
do you mean this time?
They were still good last time.
There was like two.
Nobody knew what the fuck they were.
That's what I'll say, is that for somebody who's never... If you've never played Destiny 1...
That comment came from the moon.
Peter, that wizard. What? If you never played Destiny 1, going to Destiny 2, just kind of... just kind of relax and don't think about it too hard, because they don't do a good job explaining who all the different races are. There's kind of the expectation that you would know based off the first one.
What they do very well, though, from the perspective of somebody who has played Destiny 1...
is make a closed story that is actually satisfying and has an ending.
Besides that, they make it so that the characters don't assume you already know all the things that they're explaining to you. They did a really good job of that, I think.
The characters themselves, when they're talking to you, and they're like, we need to go do this, they don't just be like, yeah, that's what we need to do. They explain a little bit. The only thing they don't explain is kind of, like you said, the factions and, you know, who are the Fallen? Why are they here? What are the Taken doing? A lot of that is actually delegated to the side quests.
Yes.
They call adventures. But even then, you know, it's kind of like, they don't do a great job. But what I will say is that Destiny 2's campaign is infinitely more spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of explosions, a lot of stuff like that. They really try to put set pieces.
It's very cinematic in the way they do it too. Usually, what would happen is you would get one cutscene from the perspective of the protagonists,
mm-hmm.
and then it would immediately cut to the same thing at the same, like what's going on with the bad guy at this point in time in the story. And it's very, very cool. It's fun.
It's good.
It's a romp.
I would say that Destiny 2, the campaign is not the bulk of it. You can finish it in, like, what, you said 6 hours took you?
Yeah, I got it.
It took me maybe, like, a little bit more than 7 or 8, because I was just dicking around a little bit. Tyler, have you finished up main quest yet?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and then it took you, what, probably 6, 7, 8 hours, something like that? I think I ran through some things multiple times, because me and you played a little bit.
I was more interested in clearing maps of boxes and doing all the side stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it may have taken me 12 to get through the whole thing, but like I didn't die when
That's what's important about Destiny 2 is that you have this main quest arc. It's called like the Red Legion.
Red Army.
I don't know what Kevin's doing.
I'm putting a feather in my cap.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
I was one of the first 5% of all people on Xbox to get level cap, beat the story.
I was one of the first 5% on Xbox to beat the raid. In your face, bud.
I was one of the first 8% to get 230 gear score.
That's those achievements. That's what I like about always online games, is because it's on the PlayStation, too.
Oh.
When the achievements pop up, it'll tell you how many people who are connected online have it. For a Destiny game, that is the entire player base. Here's what worries me about the raid and stuff, is that last time I checked, I think it was like 70% of players have reached level 20. I think it's a little bit higher in PlayStation, but only 5% of those players have done the raid. So rough math, but like 85% of those who try do not beat the raid.
Now, here is
85% of those who have reached level 20.
Something to consider here is that there are a lot of people who just don't do the raid.
Exactly. Yeah. That is like the end cap.
There are a lot of people who just play Crucible. Like there are.
I bought Destiny for a multiplayer.
I'm enjoying Crucible right now as well.
Yeah.
I would say that there's a lot of extra content. Running into where we're at now, where you know I've done all the adventures, I've done all the strikes and stuff, I've played Crucible. I don't see any content unless you're into the grind. Like Kevin's into the grind. Josh, you guys, you're all into like raising your light level. For someone like me who wants new content, a new mission to play every time, it has that same issue of Destiny 1, where there's not a lot of post-release content. But the thing about Destiny 2 is the content that's in the game is much more than we got in the first one, and it's also much better. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, yes, Destiny 2 currently does not have a ton of post-release content to dig your teeth into, but at its core, it's a 30 to 50-hour experience that is really good.
Pre-expansion.
Yeah, pre-expansion.
That's what we're talking about here. Like, nothing has come out. Just the raid.
I hear a lot of people, and it's something that I say too, is it's like, you know, we get all these things, you get all the cool loot and stuff, but eventually there's nothing to do. You're just replaying the same strikes and doing the raid, which was the same issue I had with Destiny 1. But the thing with Destiny 2 is that I had 40 hours preceding this now grind that were fantastic, super fun, whereas the original Destiny, it just felt like I was grinding most of the time.
Original Destiny was a lot of grind and a little bit of game.
This one feels like a lot of game and then eventually
still a decent bit of grind.
Yeah. It's good for both. Destiny is dope. I would say no spoilers, but does anyone have a specific favorite like ability that they've done? We all talked about our class and our loadouts. You know what? Let's do this. Top five favorite weapons. Or top three. Top three favorite weapon choice.
My top three are middle multi-tool.
And what's your second? You use a clip. I'm talking about...
Yeah,
the MIDI multi-tool, the scout rifle, is super overpowered in both PvE and PvP.
So good.
We'll get to that when
we
do.
It's like a death stapler. It's amazing.
Yeah, Tyler's shaking his head. I also don't have it yet. You have to do like a quest for
it. I don't care for scout rifles.
I also like Sturm a lot. But that's, again, that's why we're a good fire team. I like to play precision weapons.
We need someone who does the pulse rifles and the fusion rifles.
I do pulse
and
fusion.
Sniper rifles, all that garbage. Because I'm in it with my
you're up in the shit.
Sweet business.
The way that I play Destiny is, like, it's so self-serving because nobody else sees it unless I were to stream. But the way I play it is, like, what's the coolest thing, the coolest way I can do this? And then I fail spectacularly almost every time. But when I do pull it off, it's
good,
awesome. Because, like, with Hunter, they have this one ability, and this is my answer to your question, what my favorite ability or some whatever subclass-related thing
is.
There's this thing called the Gambler's Dagger. You have your bumper buttons do different things. So, like, your left bumper is a grenade, and then your right bumper is usually melee.
Nice.
With hunters, if you use the melee at range, you will throw a knife. Gambler's Dagger will return. It'll refund the cooldown of that knife if you get a precision kill with it.
So you throw it really good, and you just keep getting them back.
Yeah, you can just whip it at a dreg and just one shot it. You know, its head pops, and you know whatever. You got another dagger, you chuck it. So I can just sit into a room and just throw daggers all day, and it's just the most fun, like, satisfying thing ever.
I already put mine up there, but it is that. If you plan on playing Destiny, you haven't chosen something or haven't done Warlock yet, if you can, get that Hunger Devourer. It's like the Voidwalker, and then the subclass in that tree is Attunement of Hunger. But essentially, yeah, you pull B, which throws down a Healing Rift or makes your attacks more powerful. It's your choice. And while you're standing in the Healing Rift, you're healing. And if you melee, you just get health back. So what I usually do for raids or, you know, other things is I'll just stand in the middle because everyone who attacks me is essentially free health. I guess from what I understand now that Titans are the tank, Warlocks are support, mm-hmm. Hunters are DPS. I feel like it's not always that way. Play it that way, it's more fun. Like, I don't really like playing support characters, but I really enjoy playing a Warlock, which now that I play it is kind of supporty the way I play it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This game is really dumb good. I've had a good time so far. Favorite planet. We won't talk about, like, what they look like too much or anything like that as to avoid spoily, but there is, like, 6 planets in this game compared to Destiny 1. I liked them. Tyler's looking around feverishly.
You skipped me.
Oh, I thought you said...
Yeah, what's your favorite, like...
No, you interrupted me.
Oh, okay,
class
sorry.
Thing
go.
Or gun or whatever.
So
something fun to talk about.
I'm a big fan of Sweet Business, like I said. That is an auto rifle. That is a minigun, essentially.
Yeah, it's like a Gatling fucking...
Yeah. I am always partial to shotguns, but if you give me a sword, I'm 10 times better.
I'm the other way. I love shotguns, but I always find myself only having one sword because I'm just like, melee, what are you going to do? Like, I have my punch melee. But the Gatling gun's fun.
Most importantly, it is my fist.
Fist.
I have boots that build up basically static shiv.
Nice.
And when I punch someone, it chain lightnings everyone around it.
Nice.
And then that kill activates my knockout ability, where I can jump like 30 feet.
And just destroy life.
Yeah. And with another just long range punch.
Plus, your recovery and your resilience is so high from being a Titan, right?
Yeah.
That you're just like, you're a tank, essentially.
I don't take any damage. And every time I kill someone with a melee, my recovery starts immediately.
I love
that.
It's like cheating.
I fucking hate that. You know why? Because we get mobility. Hunters get mobility. You know how good that is? It literally serves no tactical purpose.
I have one mobility because I can't get it off my
shoes. And when we were playing, do you remember that you were still able to keep up with me, like, in terms of running around? You know, like, when we were running through the raids?
It doesn't make any sense. Well, that's because of my shoes. My shoes give me an increased
fair, but if you can, that's my biggest bone to pick right now. If you can make up for your weakness with a pair of shoes,
well, you
and
have,
I can't.
You have mobility is more than just run speed.
It's jump height.
Jump height, which is important because, like, you don't die.
You gotta get away from the guys. To close this off, because we have a lot of Destiny talk, and I'm sure we're gonna talk.
We gotta pinch this one off.
We do.
Gross.
You've played Destiny 1.
Density.
You've played Density 2. It's going to be a hard choice. But judging on, let's assume that Destiny 2, the expansions continue to be at least the quality of what we've come to expect.
The Taken King?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Destiny 1 or Destiny 2, what would you say is a better game right now?
Oh, no question.
Destiny 2. I mean, it's literally got everything.
I just understand that. I mean, I played vanilla Destiny 1. I did not play the Taken King stuff where you guys played.
Oh, the Taken King's dope.
But I mean, there's a lot of changes they've made. Some of them are quality of life, but there's all the thing like a heavy ammo synthesis no longer there. Mm-hmm. There's a few changes they've made to the way some things work out that I didn't know if Destiny 1 people missed those things or if they appreciated the changes. Because to me, Destiny 2 feels like it's been mainstreamed.
I was going
to
say,
easier.
I wouldn't say that in all cases. That being said, there are things that are just punishingly difficult because fuck you, that's why.
Oh, I'm speaking purely on like the campaign.
Right.
I think from the grind from 1 to 20, the natural campaign is you know, it's a teeny bit challenging,
there,
but it's not.
There weren't a whole difficult. Lot of roadblocks.
Yes, where I felt like Destiny 1, you're like, okay, I need to go back and like...
It was clear to me that the developers designed the story to be experienced, not necessarily to be challenging.
Yeah. Which I think that's what the adventures are for.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It certainly
is. It's well executed.
Because there's plenty of challenge in the rest of the game. And even if you haven't been a fan of Destiny or played Destiny before,
it's really good.
All of the content, like the majority, I would say, of the content, despite how long the campaign is or despite how long you spend on other things, the majority of the game is post campaign.
Yeah, I mean, that's where a lot of your time is getting.
You know what? That was the case last time. It's not. I wouldn't say it is so much this time. I think it's balanced.
It's significantly less.
You know what I say? Post-campaign, I would say that Destiny 1's post-campaign is replaying strikes, doing those weekly things. I would say that it's less post-campaign because most of my time has been spent clearing,
that's
like doing
point.
Adventures,
you guys
doing
have done
the strikes.
I have
doing,
not.
So I consider
you're
post-game...
Not anything. It's not important.
I consider post-game once, you know, all the missions have been played through
right.
and stuff like that. So I feel like Destiny 1, it was like,
in
do the main
context,
story. Yeah, yeah.
In that context, I think you're right.
Yeah. There's more single-player content that we can play versus...
Which is good, because Destiny has always been a multiplayer game, and quite frankly, it's best experienced with friends.
Yeah, I played it both single-player and multiplayer. That's the way to go, multiplayer.
But, you know, I mean, it's just a great game all around. Not that we expected much less, honestly, and I don't mean to be such a fanboy about it, but like... It's just, honestly, like, if you step back and look at it from an objective standpoint, with some of the stinkers we've gotten, it's really nice to have a game that's complete. And even though it does have its, you know, its shortcomings, and there are some bugs, and there are some things that are just unnecessarily frustrating, weird design choices, it's a complete game.
Hell yeah. I couldn't think of a better way to wrap it up. Kevin, while you prepare your game fact...
Yes.
Let me hit some of these places. Guys, if you want to reach out to us, you can go on Twitter. The official show Twitter is at SuperGameCast64. If you want to talk to me personally, I'm at SGC64 Matt.
I'm at GingerBeard_man, beer like the beverage.
I'm at T. Tremalio.
If you want to email us for any reason, that's sgc64mail@gmail.com. If you want to join our Facebook, facebook.com/sgc and then 64 spelled out. You can play with us on Rhine. We have a Discord. I don't know where the hell that is, but we'll get it up there in the show notes eventually.
Check us out. We'll be putting stuff up on Mixer here and there, I think.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do that, that's a thing. As always, you can listen to, you can go to 90skid.com, check out our articles that me and Kevin Wright, Shonen Trashcast, Choose My Adventure. Shout out to those guys again. And then as a final token, we have... Oh, what did we just do? Oh my God, I can't remember. Never mind. Well, I'll think of it next time. Can we get that spicy... Oh, yeah. iTunes. We brought it up earlier, so that's why I was forgetting. Review Robot 2K12-3000. If you post any sort of review on iTunes, the Review Robot 2K12-3000 will be brought out of the dusty closet in which we keep him, and he will read out your review live on the air. He'll say anything you put as long as it's not racist, sexist, or overly offensive. Well, I'll be the judge of that. It can be pretty messed up. I don't care. Can we get a cool, spicy game fact?
You already know this one, Matt. I'm actually pulling this one straight from Masters of Doom.
Dope.
So back when games were being developed pre Apple II computer, they actually couldn't store data on the computer itself, so they had to use these like wax paper, I guess, like wax sheets essentially that they would code on, more or less, like for
you'd
lack
write,
of
a, you'd write out the code essentially,
right? And so when you would go back to work on your game or whatever you were developing, you had to feed those pages back into the computer to get yourself back to where you were in terms of the coding.
So essentially you'd be riding around with like a bunch of pages of just your coding.
Yeah. And I don't know. That just blew my mind when I heard that.
Imagine you see a nerdy kid and a bully pushes him over and his book pack spills out a bunch of books, right? Now, just imagine those are wax papers because he's making a computer program.
And they were all in a very, very specific, unmessupable order.
You have to be this way. Very hard to rearrange them. Yeah, that's why I recommend cool. Masters of Doom, is because there's so many stories that just make you think, like, oh, wow.
It's really just a lot of cool anecdotes.
I'm sure you're going to find another one as you read that you'll probably hear on this show. But, guys, that was a good hour and 30 minutes of that delicious Super GameCast 64
content. We really kept it close to the vest with Destiny.
We had a lot of content. Destiny stuff will be, let us know if you like the Destiny talk. We can go into it deeper. We could do a whole Destiny show, I'm sure, if you really want to.
We could do, like, This Week in Destiny.
Yeah, we could do a This Week in Destiny. Sorry we didn't get to, like, This Week in Skyrim or anything else. We're content heavy, and we're all kind of in a teeny bit of a rush.
I did play. I'm just saying.
We'll do This Week in Skyrim next week.
This Week in Skyrim, Mudcrab Armor.
Mudcrab Armor. Creation Club has been modded out because it's trash. No, did you see that?
I did, yeah. We talked about it last time.
Did we? Okay, good. I'm glad. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And as always, imagine a world completely underwater. I feel like we should do something that's like...
How about please understand?
No, you can't do that.
I know.
Yeah, you know what? Imagine a world completely underwater. I like that.
Imagine
for
Imagine a world completely under rule of Nolan North.
Imagine a world completely connected. That's SGC64. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Love you all. Bye.
Imagine Toad kissing a Koopa Troopa.
Give me that taco.
Cravings box from Taco Bell, in which, and it is video game related, Matt, so you can put this in the podcast.
Okay.
I'm about to win me an Xbox One X.
Kevin is now taking a small piece of lettuce. How's the lettuce? Is it fresh?
It was actually cheese. Oh. But
it looked like
often lettuce. Mistaken for lettuce in a Taco Bell.
Let's take a good
gross.
Let's get a good bump.
Here comes the big. Here, I'm sparking it.
There was no audible noise of you biting into that taco. Is that a soft or a hard one?
It's a sard taco.
Apparently.
It's got a soft outer chewy layer.
It's supposed to be a hard taco.
No.
Oh, no. I see that. There's a little, yeah, it's like a
this
chalupa.
Is what, I think it's pronounced chalupa.
It's a chalupa.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of condiments come on a chalupa?
Same. It's just a taco inside of a pita.
Oh, they didn't make anything new about it? Or do you mean a pita or a tortilla?
It's supposed to be a tortilla, but it's a little fat for a tortilla, so it's
cheesy
a pita.
Don't you hate it when you're walking on the street and you see someone and they're eating a fucking tortilla and they're like, hey.
It's a tortilla. It's a tortilla gordo, which is Mexican for
food. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Oh. What the people who call it tortillas, like, can you not read? There's obviously two
shit,
there.
Kev, deck of many?
That bite is not...
It's not crunchy. That's there's like nothing...
Pure vanilla. Pick it up. Taste it.
Move around the taste buds.
That's a 10.
Pure vanilla.
Warm it up.
I want to be the guy who fucking tongue fucks ice cream for a career.
That's a 10.
With his fucking golden, that's 10. Warm it golden up. Spoon.
Golden spoon. Warm it up.
New tonight, family fed up with park defecation.
Oh, hot off the presses.
What?
Shit fucking park? On News 11, a female jogger terrorizing Colorado Springs neighborhood, the Mad Pooper.
The Mad Pooper.
Yeah.
All right, side super newscast 64, bringing you the top headlines in defecation and bodily fluids across the country.
Vodka burrito?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You haven't heard
it. You know what I missed,
our
though?
50th episode was international. That was some crazy stuff. What do you miss?
Taco Bell used to have...
Real meat?
they used to have these tacos that were like... There's like a habanero ranch.
Yeah.
And a sweet and spicy. Sweet and spicy was so good.
Yeah.
I miss that.
There's those... They have those Chipotle grillers.
Mm.
They're essentially just food tubes. You just... You just
anyway, that's squeeze, what I had.
If you squeeze it hard enough,
no,
it just kind of
no, you just kind
slurps
of,
in your mouth.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
bite off the end
Mexican
like a fucking
yogurt.
You, yeah, it's, it's a Mexican go-gurt. Oh. You just bite off the top, and then you just like a shoot. You just smash the end of it into your mouth, and it's just hot steam.
Remember in Willy Wonka when Augustus Gloop gets stuck in the tube?
Oh, there's so much chocolate. Help, you. I can't get out. Except for it's just the fillings of Chipotle grillers.
Instead of Augustus Gloop, It's food from Chipotle.
It's so delicious.
I mean, Taco Bell.
Jesus Christ. Well, we got a nice 3-minute bit here. I can throw at the end of the show for those who want some extra content. Join our Patreon.
Oh, no.
Patreon.com/SGC64.
Do we have
this
one
is
of those?
SGC
no,
DLC.
We don't have one of
this
those.
This is SGC DLC.
It was actually on the original episode. We just made you pay for it.
Oh, fuck.
And that's the sad end of a taco falling apart.
So much cheese.
Finn.